We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it time for the legislature to maybe pull some of that power back?
We're getting close. We're not quite there yet. But remember, the emergency powers don't extend into next year's budget. So can't impose a budget all by himself.
First, wasn't
no,
it?
No, but it doesn't. The emergency powers don't allow you to set next year's budget. It's to work within this year's budget. So we still have to do a budget, and that's going to be a real challenge. In this environment, our revenues are still uncertain. When is the federal government going to come in? And then also, how are we going to meet? I mean, we've met about six times since the lockdown in mid-March, and we've done a lot online. But boy, you know, talk about challenges. We have a lot in front of us to face in New York State.
Do you foresee there being conflict with the governor when it comes to creating this budget process? Because the legislature,
yeah, of course,
they're going to have their own say. But if the governor says, well, I want these emergency powers to continue on into next year, and then you guys are
I don't really put the emergency powers in the budget on the they're not related. Okay. So right now, the governor has power that we granted him to within this budget. But we all have to come together to craft the next budget, which doesn't go into effect until April of 2021. So, you know, we have a little way to go. And the governor, part of the emergency powers is if we need to make certain cuts under this budget, he can. But he can't go make his next budget alone. It's got to be the both houses and the governor. And, of course, the comptroller starts the whole process by sending over revenue projections. So we know how much money we actually have to spend.
You said we're, when the original question was, is it time to perhaps rein in these powers?
Right.
You said we're getting close. Well, tell me about that.
Well, we're in a different spot than we were in March and April, right? March and April, it really looked like an impending disaster was coming our way unless we slowed things down. And we knew then that the legislative process took too long to accomplish quick goals. And so because of that, we then granted these powers.
Right.
Now, the powers included things like stopping elective surgeries in hospitals. Well, right now, elective surgeries are all happening in hospitals. So even though the governor, quote, has the power to stop that, he's not exercising the powers in that way. So there's a lot of powers that he was exercising fully in March and April that, you know, we're opened back up significantly. So those aren't being exercised anymore.
Well, nonetheless, he changed or altered 200 different laws passed by the legislature. Some of them have nothing to do with COVID-19.
Well, remember too, that any of the executive orders he puts in place, they all have a 30-day time limit on them. So he has to keep re-upping them. They don't become permanent. So we made profound changes to how we vote in New York State, and we did it in May. And we did it in May by legislative action, because a governor doesn't have lasting powers in order to make the changes we're talking about. So the changes we made for the primary, they're only in effect for this general election because we came back and voted on that. So during this pandemic, you know, we've been back about a half dozen times. I personally have had three bills passed during this time. So the wheels are still functioning, but we're in a different situation, and I think the public knows that we're in a different situation.
So, Sean, when is it time for the legislature to get more oversight over the governor, because
we have complete oversight now. So if the legislature thought they wanted to fully reopen, let's say we want to lift all the rules on the barbershops, well, the legislator goes back into session and revokes the governor's power regarding barbershops.
Well, let me rephrase that question then. When do you think the governor should start to relinquish some of these restrictions? Because we got the movie theaters today.
Yeah.
What are we waiting on now? The Bills fans to get back to the Bills Stadium, music venues to open, and really...
Anything else?
That's about it for right now.
That's about it.
Is it time for him to start to relinquish some of these powers then?
This is what I'll say. You know why we're not going back to say that barbershops can have no rules anymore? Because the science isn't dictating that. So if we find that the governor is operating outside the bounds of what the science is going to recommend, then we will immediately come back into take those powers away. But right now, the recommendations that are being made are just so similar to the recommendations that we would put into place. So the National Theater Association worked with us. We came up with the regulations that we're under right now. And, you know, we can talk about the NFL, but if you look at stadiums around the country, we're not that different than other stadiums. And so other states are taking the same science-based approach to this. So we're going to keep taking a science-based approach. Look, we have people out there saying we never should have had restrictions to start with. We have people out there saying it's all fake. We had people attending maskless rallies who then end up in the hospital. So those aren't the voices that we want to be listening to in our community. We're going to take it slow in New York State. Our economy is doing better than Florida's right now. Florida never had the restrictions that we do, but guess what? They have more people sick with COVID and their economy is suffering. They would trade places with our economy tomorrow because they made the fool's bargain. And the fool's bargain was that they thought they could put no restrictions on and that somehow COVID would magically bypass the state of Florida and they could keep their economy going. But guess whose economy is suffering right now? In the state of Florida's. And that's because they have a lot of sick people in the state of Florida that we don't have in New York State.
One last thing for you. It kind of has to do with Florida. And I would say that their economy's suffering because people aren't going there.
Yeah, you know why?
Because they have to quarantine if they come back.
Why do you think people aren't on airplanes right now? There's no restrictions on airplanes right now. Are they full?
Because if they go someplace like Florida, they can't.
There's other states that have no quarantine requirements and they are not flying. Businesses are not having their people fly around. M&T Bank, the largest employer in Western New York, nobody's traveling on business. You know why no one's traveling on business? Because when they get to their business location, no other businesses want to be there in the conference room with them. And when they come back to Buffalo, they don't want to infect their teams. So. Yeah, but remember, look at the business community for what they're doing. Rich's product is not having people go on travel. ModPack has got no travel. M&T Bank has no travel. Somewhere like Praxair, they're sending people out to do essential work. People that install gas systems in hospitals and portable hospitals, their employees are going out, but they're coming back under their own voluntary quarantine rules. You know why? They don't want that employee to come back to the work setting and to get someone else sick.
Question I was going to ask you, though.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the governor said, and he only said this when the surrounding states exceeded the quarantine limit, and he said, well, we can't possibly do it for them. But then he said, you know, maybe we need to shift to something else. I mean, we need to get rid of the quarantine. We've got rapid testing that I could get Mike to stick the thing up his nose here and in 20 minutes tell. And he thought, you know, maybe that's a better way to go. You know, and have people that are coming in from Florida, yep. Give them a rapid test.
That
instead
could work.
Of,
but you know
what? What's your thought on that?
It would be so great if we had a federal government who was behaving responsibly, because if our federal government behaved responsibly, we would have had a rapid test in April.
All right, that's deflection.
We do not have the capacity. Hold on. We do not have the capacity to do widespread rapid testing. There is not capacity in the United States of America to do widespread rapid testing, and it's because Washington has refused to take a role. They did not order companies to produce rapid tests. If they had, we would be there already. But because of the malfeasance of the federal government, we are all left at the whims of the private sector. Remember when we wanted to get our nursing home patients and staffers tested? Those nursing homes had to go contract with companies in Texas and other states because the state was at its capacity.
What do you think about the idea he maybe shifting away from quarantine and setting up rapid testing maybe? What
we
do you
should
think?
Be open to any new ideas that come down the road, but I also know right now what our state capacity to do rapid testing is. It's not enough if in fact a school district has a problem. It's not enough. So right now, Erie County can only do several hundred a week for the whole county. That's not going to be able to make a policy where everyone coming in and out of our jurisdiction, you know, could get a rapid test. We hope for the day that the rapid tests are readily and widely available. I took a test recently. I've taken several tests because I'm out in the community a lot. And I knew I was going to go to a place on a Friday that had people, elderly relatives there. So I got a test done on Tuesday. Guess what? My test wasn't back by Friday.
So what'd you do?
I didn't go. The test came on Saturday. But this is regular tests, not even rapid tests. There is such a delay in testing right now. But once again, without a national policy on testing and without getting national labs on board, we're going to stay behind the eight ball in New York State, or really the country as a whole.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.